This is New England Public Radio. Like so many public places where people gather, museums have had to close up during the COVID-19 pandemic. Some have furloughed or laid off employees. Around New England, the big museums are taking a variety of approaches to engage would-be visitors and donors as they try to envision the future. New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports.
Hello, this is Meredith Chilton, the exhibition curator.
An exhibition called Savor is at the Wadsworth Athenaeum, or to be clear, on its website.
Here you can see some more of Swiss artist Madame Tricot's knitted food.
This was to be a hands-on exhibit at the museum in Hartford. Viewers would have been allowed to touch and smell a variety of herbs and pick up replicas of art set out on a dining table. The show opened February 29th, and then about 2 weeks later, the Wadsworth, like other museums, closed its doors. Some began to repackage and promote existing video tours of museum shows and develop new material for online visitors, teachers, and students. Museums may not be the top concern in this global crisis, but the art sector and the people who work in it have been hard hit. Curators, artists, security guards, retail clerks, cleaners, jobs that contribute to the larger economy. North of the Wadsworth at the Springfield Museums, a group of museums including The Amazing World of Dr. Seuss, Director Kay Simpson says for the moment no one's been laid off.
And we are really hopeful that we can open as soon as possible because, of course, like many other museums, we are suffering financially from the closure.
Simpson would not say much more about the museum's finances, but stressed that if they are not able to open for the busy summer season, they will have to figure out how to make up the revenue shortfall. And in this mostly stay-at-home existence, Simpson says they're doing what a lot of museums are doing.
We are putting information or activities on our website, if it's a short video about some aspect of our collections or a special exhibit.
The art museum is offering virtual drawing classes and tours, and activity sheets are available for kids to explore at all the museums. Simpson says it may also make sense to design virtual field trips for schools, but not on the fly.
The thought is, do you want to invest a lot of time in developing those kinds of offerings when, in fact, this might be short-lived?
During the pandemic shutdown, the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in North Adams is doing what it calls a less-is-more-than-enough strategy, regularly posting images and videos on Facebook and Instagram, reminding visitors about why they want to get back there as soon as possible. MassMoCA director Joe Thompson says it can't be soon enough.
We're heavily reliant on things like ticket sales and concerts and festivals, and that, of course, has been completely wiped out.
MassMoCA shut its doors the weekend of March 15th, Thompson says, and once you have no visitors...
Anybody that has anything to do with taking care of our public was suddenly... didn't have anything to do. We kept paying people, decided to keep paying people in full, whether they could work or not, for as long as we could.
And as it became clear that this pandemic was going to stay with us into the spring and maybe the summer, Thompson says they began a phased layoff, paying health insurance through the end of July.
In short, it's been one excruciating decision after the other for the last month.
MassMoCA hopes to hire back as many people as soon as possible for the big music festivals and the art galleries. When that happens, Thompson says, the museum's old mills might actually have an appeal other museums don't.
I mean, this could be the most socially distant museum in the world, probably, with, you know, giving people thousands or tens of thousands of square feet of space per visitor.
While museums are closed, with many spring fundraising galas canceled and endowments affected by the stock market, the greatest source of revenue for museums will come from a federal stimulus package, says Anita Walker from the Mass Cultural Council.
The one that we've particularly focused on is the one coming through the Small Business Administration. This is real money that can make a real difference and be a game changer for our organizations.
If the pot of money ends up being big enough. One other source of income could be digital revenue. Elizabeth Merritt, founder of the Center for the Future of Museums at the American Alliance of Museums, says many, for the last decade, had already been thinking about how to make themselves more digitally accessible, and they're well positioned for this moment.
Museums are pumping out a huge variety of high-quality, entertaining, and educational digital content right now, and a lot of it's for free, which is great. But in the long term, that either needs to be funded by philanthropy or the government, or we have to find that people are willing to pay for it because the income stream has to come from somewhere.
With so many people stuck inside for now or for the next time, maybe we'll be willing to pay for it. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.